Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
The parents of a teenager who was killed after being left on the roadside by emergency services are calling for a review of the decision not to prosecute anyone in connection with her death. 19-year-old Shannon McQuillan died when she was struck by a van near Toome in County Antrim in 2018. She'd been left at a bus shelter by police and paramedics despite receiving treatment for a head injury. The McQuillan family have been speaking with our reporter Barry Lenehan about this case, and Barry is with me now. What did they say, Barry?
Paul and Colette McQuillan are still searching for justice 7.5 years since their daughter's death. Shannon was killed and her 21-year-old boyfriend Owen McFerrin left with life-changing injuries after they were struck by a van on the Moneynick Road in the early hours of January 20th, 2018 after leaving the back of an ambulance which was supposed to be taking Shannon to hospital. Police officers and ambulance staff left the pair over 20 miles away from Shannon's home in Dunloy in County Antrim, where I met Paul and Colette.
Last 7.5 years have just been pure turmoil. The injustices around Shannon's death, the loss of Shannon, the grief, trying to get some truth, some justice, has become nearly impossible. I will keep trying for the truth and for justice until God decides it's my time to visit him as well.
And Shannon, for somebody who wouldn't have known her, what was she like?
Shannon was a good girl, unique in her way of going on. She was full of brilliance. She was at university. She had a very kind, caring streak in her.
And she had a great care for animals, didn't she?
We've had many a stray cat brought home, even a duck, birds, you name it. That would have been Shannon Allen, bringing animals home and hiding them in the room until the next day. Of course, I would have fell in love with the cats and kept them.
You kept one of her pets as well, didn't you? The tortoise.
She called it Arthur because of its hard shell. We've still got him and we'll have him forever. And we look after him for Shannon. But I miss Shannon. And how anybody could have treated her the way they did and walk away from it and get on with their own life is unbelievable. And how their organisations, the PSNI and Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, words can't describe how I feel towards them.
Yeah, that's Paul and Colette, Shannon's parents. What's known exactly about the events of January the 20th, 2018, Barry?
Shannon and Owen were attending a nightclub in Maharafelt, County Derry, and a Northern Ireland Police Ombudsman investigation last month found how ambulance and police first encountered the couple at 2 a.m. in the nightclub car park, where Shannon was found to be unconscious after falling a number of times and suffering a suspected head injury. Subsequent tests showed the couple had high levels of alcohol in their blood, and police left Shannon and Owen in the care of the ambulance, but they were called back to the car park when Shannon's behaviour became erratic and agreed to follow the ambulance to a roundabout in Maharafelt to ensure it proceeded to hospital. Around 3 a.m. the ambulance pulled into a lay-by on the Moneynick Road and again called for police assistance following concerns about Shannon's behaviour. Following a discussion between the emergency services, Shannon and Owen got out of the ambulance and were left at a bus shelter.
What happened then?
At 3:30 a.m, police received the first of three calls about two people walking in the middle of the Moneynick Road, and 2 minutes later, a van driver called to say he'd hit two people on the same road. Shannon died at the scene, and Owen, well, he was brought to the hospital in a critical condition. The Ombudsman investigation ultimately concluded how there were multiple breaches by PSNI officers in the duty of care offered to Shannon and Owen. And Colette McQuillan, she was in touch with police before her daughter's death.
I got a phone call from a police officer to say that Shannon had fell outside the nightclub and they had called an ambulance. They were taking Shannon to the hospital. Would I go to the hospital to see her? And I says, aye, that's okay. And I sat on in the house. And then at 3:20, I got a phone call from Shannon and Owen to ask me to go and lift them because the police said they were wasting the ambulance service time and put them out of the ambulance. They told me to lift them at Logan's Fashions, which is over in Clough Mills area. I drove over. They weren't there. They didn't know where they were. And I just had to sit in the house and I kept trying to phone them, but their phone was dead. But unbeknownst to me, The accident happened 20 minutes later after I got the phone call, and then the police phoned me at 5 o'clock in the morning to say they were coming out, and I just knew that Shauna was dead. And how the police and paramedics let Shauna and Owen out on a notorious road at that time of the morning, both intoxicated, I will never forgive them for it.
When did you begin to learn the full sequence of events as to how she ended up on that road that morning in question?
In the early weeks after it, nobody was wanting to say anything. Nobody was committing to anything, and that went on for years. The police ombudsman, they were chasing and looking for answers, which must have been as elusive to them as it was to us. Part of the truth came out, but for these people to walk away from this, you know, with a slap in the back of the hand, seems to be like this could happen again.
The ombudsman's finding was that there were multiple breaches of the duty of care offered to Shannon and Owen. The PSNI response was wholly inadequate. When you saw those findings, what did you think?
I was angry, because these are the people who are there to care for you and protect you. And this is what they do to your daughter. Dressed for a nightclub at 3:30 in the morning in freezing conditions with a head injury. She lay unconscious for 12 minutes. And the best solution they could come up with was to dump them like a dog on the side of the road. How could these people still maintain their jobs? Because they have been found guilty of breaches of their care of duty, but they're still continuing to work as if nothing had happened. And they continue with their life while they lay the mess behind them.
Now, the PSNI last month acknowledged how more could and should have been done by police to prevent the circumstances that preceded Shannon's death, but the McQuillan's, Barry, still have many questions.
According to documents I've seen, an internal Northern Ireland Ambulance Service investigation, Cormac, found how one of its staff that night destroyed Shannon's initial patient record form and retrospectively rewrote it after her death. It also found CCTV in the back of the ambulance wasn't turned on. There were inconsistencies across the accounts provided by paramedics and police. According to internal police ombudsman documents I've seen, one police officer raised the point in interviews that the McQuillans came from a Republican family and claimed Paul McQuillan had spoke at a Sinn Féin Ardèche, something which he says never happened. The officer subsequently denied Shannon's background had anything to do with how they handled the situation. And following the tragedy, one of the three police involved received a written warning for gross misconduct. Another was disciplined for breaching the PSNI's code of ethics. And a third was dismissed, but that dismissal was set aside in appeal. The officer died before that appeal could take place. And ultimately, the North's Public Prosecution Service decided there should be no prosecutions. However, the McQuillans want this again reviewed, given last month's ombudsman's report.
I believe there's enough that the PPS should be taking this to court. I want it reviewed, and I want prosecutions and justice for my daughter.
There's a family here. Shannon had two sisters and a brother, a mother, a father. Did they forget there's a wee girl at 19 years of age lying in the graveyard here beside us?
The police raised at one stage whether Shannon and her family came from a so-called Republican family. What happened there?
Call yourself Irish, as I am. I'm proud to be Irish. If you follow hurling and you follow your Gaelic sports, if that makes you Republican, we're not going into politics. I do not have anything against anybody else's culture or their background or how they brought up. That sort of bemuses me as what that's got to do with anything.
One of the police officers involved in the incident was subsequently promoted twice.
How can somebody who the police ombudsman investigation was ongoing, he may have had his year of sanctions done. Police ombudsman investigation was still alive, but how could you be seen to be promoting somebody like that? How does the family of that deceased girl feel?
That's what we're supposed to accept, because I won't accept it.
So many questions from the McQuillan family. So what happens now, Barry?
The McQuillans say they'll continue to fight for Shannon and her boyfriend Owen, whom they're in regular contact with.
Owen has horrific injuries that will never mend. His brain injuries, his legs, he can't walk, and his arms are not usable. His very little quality of life, just to be honest. Both families have just been hit so hard.
And I know you visit her grave quite frequently as well, and when you visit it, you consistently promise to her that you will ultimately get justice for her, don't you?
That's what Shannon's aim in life was. for every person. It didn't matter, she had as many friends from one side of the community as the other. None of that came into Shannon's being.
I feel terrible resentment. I don't like seeing an ambulance or a police car. It does bring everything back. It makes me want to drive on to gain justice for Shannon, for that's what she deserves.
I can see here you're people of great faith. Do you have faith that you will see the justice that you're looking for?
I doubt you, I do. I think Our Lady will see to it. The man that killed my daughter, the driver of that van, tried to take his own life. His father knew my brother. We met down my mother's house after Mass one Saturday evening. A good young fella, a beautiful wife and lovely children, could do nothing but cry when he seen me and Clay. And I says, for you to leave this world and look at that beautiful wife and look at them beautiful wains and put them through what I'm going through, how could you make that out to be a wise decision when there's nobody blaming you for anything? None of my family are blaming you for one thing. Wrong place, wrong time.
We see Shannon is here in the living room with you the whole time. Her picture will always have pride of place, won't it?
Yeah.
Shannon will always be in my heart. Anywhere I go, all I want is justice. Justice for Shannon. I love her forever, and I want these people to have to stand and face the wrongdoing they've done.
It would have been a lot easier to forgive if they had played the game of life, if they had played the game of love, if they had played any of them games, Shannon wouldn't have been dead. Even after all their mistakes and everything else, to put the family through what they did. Of course, all my wrongs, I want them forgiven, so I try my best to forgive everybody else.
All we want is justice, says Colette. Mm. Is there any response, Barry, to the points raised by the McQuillans this evening?
The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service says it has taken steps to strengthen staff training. A spokesperson for the North's Justice Minister, Naomi Long, says she noted the Ombudsman's report's findings last month and that she hopes lessons will be learned by the PSNI and Ambulance Service so that incidents of this nature are avoided in the future. A spokesperson for the Public Prosecution Service says that a review has already been conducted in this case, which upheld the original no prosecution decisions against the police officers and ambulance personnel, and they said they hadn't received a request for further review from any party and would normally only be conducted if new evidence had become available. As for the PSNI, it says it's working with the ambulance service to develop a new policy for dealing with people who are intoxicated and refuse medical treatment. Chief Constable John Boucher, last week he said he's looking to meet the McQuillan family. Comments reiterate to this programme this week, and Paul and Colette McQuillan tell me they want that meeting to happen sooner rather than later, given the concerns they still have.
Well, Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. I know you'll be keeping track on this, and if that meeting happens between Chief Constable John Boucher and the McQuillans, we'll certainly bring any progress in the reviews and investigations. Barry, thank you.